Lynn Whitfield, star of Greenleaf, airing on OWN tonight.
Yes.
And it's hot. We know that the minister of music is openly gay, who replaced in the closet gay minister. I don't know what the big deal is.
Yeah. Well, I guess the big deal is
y'all cover a lot of mess in the church. Y'all cover a lot of mess.
Well, it's not as much mess in the church as who is a family.
Yeah,
I think, you know, this family is such an esteemed, accomplished, ambitious family. They all love each other, living under one roof.
Now, what is Greeley's role in the church? What is he? He runs things?
Bishop Greenlee?
Bishop Greenlee.
He's the bishop.
I'm talking about Creedy, not Greenleaf. I'm sorry.
Oh, he is, you know, the financial advisor.
Oh, okay.
Handles all the business.
And he's a pedophile.
Counsel. He's a lawyer.
I'm a bear or something like that. He knows everything.
He's a pedophile, and he has something to do with the death of your daughter?
Well, now, look, have you watched the series?
Yes, I have.
Well, I think, you know.
Gracie is on to him. Gracie is on to him.
Yes, sadly, as it unfolds, you know, as it is unfolding, it has unfolded in, you know, many families. It's not a joke, and I think that's why it's catching on, is that we're not smushing things in anybody's face. We're not preaching, but we're taking a really humanistic, cinematic look at, you know, what hypothetically a family can be. And so, yeah, Uncle Mac is one of those men who has things a little turned around in his head. And the last episode, I mean, I tell
you. Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Greg Allen Williams, I mean, he just laid it out. And then you had the introduction of our father, played by the eminent Bill Cobb. And
yeah.
Then you realize that there's something else going on there.
And there may be
a reason that Lady May is as staunch and severe and arch as sometimes she may be in trying to protect the cohesion of the family and the church, you know?
And who knew that the offer of a threesome would get a relationship back together?
You see, there are moments that Tom picks up on, Miss Whitfield, everybody else.
Small moments, that he sees and he locks in on.
Well, I tell you, that's what makes Greenleaf a really interesting, really juicy piece of work.
It is. And
very human. You know,
I think it puts a mirror up to a lot of what we have in our society, and
it's like some of that's going on somewhere, and not in all of it going on in one place, but some of it's going on somewhere, and that's why people can.
Some of it's going on somewhere, and I tell you, if we open the coffers of secrets of many families, we'd all be surprised, and maybe perhaps it's great to look at, because people, you know, and in our community, I mean, my biggest concern is my community, you know, and I think in our community, we turn a blind eye to many things, and we force people to walk in shoes that perhaps aren't comfortable for them, for whatever social and psychological reasons that it may happen. But in our community, why is it we turn a blind eye to the fact that, you know, people in our church may be gay? Why is it we turn a blind eye to perhaps familial molestation or something and don't? We're seeing too much of this now, unfortunately, with our celebrities. And how can things go on for years and decades and decades and people not know? So I think it's forcing the hand of our audience to take a look at things. And the most important thing for me when I read the piece of work and decided that I wanted to do it is that it's shining a light on the fact that leadership anywhere can be flawed, mm-hmm. you know,
mm-hmm.
and that whoever they are in their day job, families just have issues. And in the world of Christianity, you know, who are we going to follow? Are we going to follow a message or are we going to follow the messenger?
Speaking
are we
of
follow us,
speaking of family, can we just can we confirm your daughter is in the Tupac movie? Your beautiful daughter?
Yes.
Grace.
Yes. She does a turn as Faith Evans in the Tupac movie.
Nice.
Yeah, she's really coming along down in my home state. We in New Orleans working on her music. I'm so proud of her carrying on the live tradition, you know, of music.
Nice.
Wanting to make real live music, you know, with a band and all of that. Yeah, old school kind of thing. Moving forward. Old school moving forward. Yeah.
That's really cool. Another generation. That's really a real testament to the good work that her mom does.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm trying to prevent all these issues that you do see in Greenleaf. We have a great relationship. My daughter, Grace. And I. Yes, Lord. I'm like, all right.
Nothing like your TV
Listen,
family.
Well, my thing is like, look, when you get out on your own, don't tell me you went to a therapist and found out that it's all my fault that something's wrong. I'm going to do my job,
I am hooked. I am hooked, as you can
Love
tell, on Greenleaf.
Well, keep looking because people get more vulnerable, you know, little things get cracked open, fissures get cracked open in a chain of events. And we're just so excited about it. Oprah's excited about it. We're so excited about it.
Yeah.
That it's caught on so that the ratings are so good.
It is good.
In the world of Twitter, you know, we were number two last week. The first week we were number one. And people talking about it on Twitter. And it's something new that's never been seen on television. And I'm very proud and humbled and honored that I get to be a part of something special, you know?
Yeah. Lynn Whitfield, we love you. Thank you.
Oh,
we'll see you tonight.
I love you too. Yes. See you tonight, y'all. Be
All
ready.
Right. Greenleaf coming up.